Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is George. Oh, the music. The music! I turned the music off. I'm a little behind today, so. I know. I'm behind today. I meant to do it just about a half hour ago. Got behind this morning. Kind of goofing off. Watched Bill Maher on HBO from last night. And just generally doing a lot of stuff. So, how's everybody today? Late notice and probably not get a lot of callers, but that's fine. But if you want to know about mediumship, and if you guys listen to the show a little bit later, I'll talk about that with you individually. So, yeah, this is the promotional part of it. But if you want to get more information about what I mean, people, you know, your ancestors, famous people, contact me, and then we can do that. So let's do that. Let's jump into the show, because that's what I wanted to talk about today. Why communicate what I call dead people, those in the non-physical world, those that have whatever you want to call it. Let's get into that. Now, the last half of the show, this is a 30-minute show. So the last 15 minutes of the show, if you're so inclined, if you're listening and you want a quick message, very quick message from one of your ancestors, do that with you. So you can do that. Let's do that, and we'll talk a little bit more about my spirit guides. I think I'll channel my spirit guides, the Sarah group, maybe let them talk to you a little bit about why I communicate with those on the non-physical world. But I thought also, how do you communicate with them? How do you get messages from them? How do you get those insights from those on the other side, right? In the Abraham material, they say, oh, there is no other side, just one side. Well, that's all one dimension. Multiple dimension universe. Some people say there's up to 30 different dimensions. 30? I say 30? Well, maybe that one came from my spirit guides. Science will say that there's 10 of them. Okay? At least. Who knows? How many different universes there are out there? I'm going to get into conspiracy theories today. I'm not a conspiracy theory kind of man. I take them or leave them. That sounds reasonable, but it's proven by science or from divine inspiration, right? Why connect with dead people? Right? Why should you do that? And then we'll get into a little bit more about how to do that. And if anybody wants to call in, I can give you individual instructions about how to communicate based on what my spirit guides or what your ancestors might have to say. They have some specific ideas how you personally can connect with them. That's an interesting idea. How can you personally connect with those on the other side, the non-physical world or heaven or whatever you call it, across the veil? Any of those things. Yeah, pick your terminology. I like the non-physical world. It comes from my studies in metaphysics and spirituality and so forth and so on. Why do it? Why do it? Why communicate with them? Well, because they know more than you do. You know, you're going, no, I know a lot. Yeah, you don't know that much. You know, you have to think in terms of theory, the idea, the concept, that everything that has ever existed, every thought that has ever been thought out there somewhere, it's been accumulated, documented, put in some kind of universal computer of some form, and you know, some people call it the Akashic Record, some people call this, call that. But everything that has ever been communicated, everything that has ever been thought, is put into a file cabinet, not a literal file cabinet, of course, no, not that. But it's been put out there, been categorized, the information has been stored, and your ancestors can access that. Isn't that kind of a cool idea? Or you can do it. You know, you can channel and get up all this information. And you know, before you choose a lifetime, you can get to that information and decide, oh, this is what I want to do. That's interesting. I want to follow up on this. I want to do this or that. So the information is out there. And your ancestors, those in the non-physical world, can access it and get it to you. And you may not understand it. And they're going to try to give it to you to understand it, or if that's your expertise. Let's say you're a scientist or a musician or an artist or whatever you are, a teacher, a writer, they can download to you the information you need to do the next thing in your life. What do you think about that? That's a cool idea, huh? If you can tap into the non-physical world, into your ancestors, you can tap into Einstein or John Lennon or whoever, I'm being shown all these pictures of different spirit teachers that are in the non-physical world that live on the earth. Have some ideas. So you can tap into them. Why not? I remember going to an Abraham session. Abraham talked about that, the Abraham Hicks material. But you can tap into any of that. Now, how do you do it? How do you do that? But let's get into more details on why you have problems. We all have problems. The coronavirus, COVID-19 virus, some information on how to safeguard yourself a little bit more than what the scientists say. How can you individually safeguard yourself? What do your ancestors say about safeguarding yourself? Now, as a medium, the thing I try to be really careful about and what they're very careful about is the use of talking to them to predict the future. An idea. Oh, that's going to tell me what's going to happen in 2 years and 3 years. And they're going to tell me who I'm going to marry. No. They'll give you advice. It's more about how than it is when. Okay? More about how than it is when. That's important to remember. When you're talking to your ancestors, they're going to really show you how to get that, how to attract that person. One of the things I found out in doing this and working with clients on the how part, people will ask me, well, what about this gentleman I met? Is this going to be a good relationship? And their great-grandfather, great-grandmother, their great-uncle, or whoever it is in the non-physical world, will give them advice. We read him, and he's kind of like, I don't know about him. Now, if you're on hold, the last part of the show will last 15 minutes, so about 8 minutes, 7 or 8 minutes, I'll get any call. Anybody wants to call and anybody wants to talk to an ancestor or a famous person. I don't always get famous people. They're kind of like, I don't want to talk to these people. No, not going to give this person advice. Okay? So, backing up a little bit. So, I'm going to talk to you about, for example, that case and the examples, not specific cases, but they're going to advise people on maybe this is not the right person for you. You really need to seriously take a look at this relationship and see if it's going to work out. They're not going to tell you not to do it. You have free will. They're never going to approach on your free will. I can't talk. I'm rushing through this, right? Rushing through this. So they'll never approach on that. But what they will do, give you advice. And that's why I love to get messages from the non-physical world, because it's not about necessarily what's going to happen, but it's how to get there. I love that part of it. That's the coaching part. So they are coaching. They're showing you how to get where you want to go in life, what you can do, and what about this other person, and what about this business transaction? Is it a good idea or a bad idea? Is there a positive energy, a positive vibration in working with this person, or a negative vibration? I know my caller's been hanging on there for a while. I'll jump in there and talk to you in a minute, then I'll get back to how to connect with those in the non-physical world. We can spend a little time on that. I think that would be kind of cool to get a little more insights on how you personally can get messages. Well, they come in different ways, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. Each person is different. Each one of you is a little different in how you get messages. The psychic clairvoyant and clairaudient, clairsentient, and all these sort of things. Some people hear, some people see pictures, some people do this, some people do that. So it's not a little bit about how you connect, but I'll show you. Not everyone shows up at the end of your bed and talks to you. I've heard of those stories. That's never happened. Well, I've seen a couple of non-physical energies in my life. It really wasn't ancestors. I'll tell you my story. few minutes. But let me take a call, and I'll explain how they connect with you and how they give you advice. And we'll do that and get that. Okay? Let's do that. And I'll take your call now, and then we'll jump back into how. I'm not as prepared as I could be because I kind of rushed into this because I really wanted to do this today because I really want to get in the habit of doing these on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday and to give you information from the non-physical world. So I'll take your call because you've been holding and I appreciate your patience. And then we'll get into more about how to connect the non-physical world. And you know what? I think I'm going to channel. I'm going to channel my spirit guides and let them tell you how to connect with them. I think that's a cool idea. What do you think? You think it's a good idea? I think it's a great idea. So we'll do that after I take a call. Okay, so you're still there. You're hanging in there. Let me talk for a minute. Whoever's calling in, and then we'll get my spirit guides, the Sarah group. Okay, I'm just looking at my web. Oh, it doesn't mention Sarah. No, that Sarah is a group of non-physical entities that speak in one voice. It's kind of like the Abraham material, but a little different energy, softer energy, I think. Yeah, they come across as a little more of a feminine energy than a masculine energy. Okay, caller. Hello.
Hi there, lady.
Hello.
Sir. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Am I speaking to?
The voice sounds familiar. My name's Lisa, and I know the lady sounds familiar. I don't know if she's from the schools, but I've learned a lot. I have a question, if you don't mind. May I ask a question?
Please speak up a little bit.
Hello?
I have a hard time hearing. Yes, can you talk a little bit?
Could I ask a question, please?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, professionals here. I'm just so glad I got in. So I have been speaking to this man for a few months, and we have talked about even some intimate things. And I know he has come to my home, but I have not been here. And he works with me. He's my higher up, but I didn't ask for this. And today he did something that is off the call. I don't know if he was angry or he didn't take his medication, but it involved another person. And I don't know what happens from here. I don't know if I'm able to go back to where I'm working. And if so, do you see him contact me or is he going to change what he did?
Okay. Let me stop you right there for a moment. Let me just try to introduce what I really do here. It's not about when. It's about how to do something. My spirit guides or your ancestors will tell you how and not necessarily the outcome. I'm not about the outcome. I'm not saying that something's going to happen. It's not necessarily a prediction show. This is about how to get what you want in life. I can read this or let your ancestors, your great-grandmother on your father's side, give you advice on what to do. And what they first thing they say to you is stay away. Just avoid as much as possible. Cold shoulder, whatever it takes, go back to work. But just create space, emotional space from the person, okay? It's not that he's a bad person and a horrible human being. It's not the most positive energy, a vibration for you in your life. It feels all like it's a little murky, and I don't know if you agree with that or not, but what they're saying to ask you to do is avoid the situation as much as possible. I know you have to work with this person, but keep it very professional is how I hear it. As professional as possible, he'll go away if you keep it at that level and don't try to allow him to get into a personal space, a personal relationship, unless you really want it, unless you really, really have to have it. You're better off from the energy I'm getting is to keep it professional as possible and create some emotional distance. You may not be able to create physical distance, but you can create emotional distance and maintain that professional business attitude while at work so it doesn't interfere with your vibration in your personal life. That's what I hear from you. That's what they're telling me to tell you. Okay? Does that make sense at all?
Could I please ask do you see me going back to work there?
They're advising you to go back to work. Yes, your ancestors are saying, his great-grandmother, father's side of the family is saying, but just go back to work. Just maintain your distance. Okay? This is not about, they're advising you to do that. Okay? Because you need to do that. Okay?
I know you're professional. May I please ask you one more question? I'm confused because he told me that that I wasn't gonna work there no more. Of course, he's very emotional, stable now. So you're telling me that he's gonna call me to come back to work?
I hear go back to work. That's all I hear. I don't hear whether he's gonna call you or not. I just hear go back to work. Okay.
Okay. That's very
they're
good
advising
advice.
You to go. They're advising you to maintain position. Okay? I don't know why.
Okay.
I have no idea why they're saying that to you. Just do it. Okay? If you can. If it doesn't feel... Here's the deal. And if you feel uncomfortable with it, then don't do it. If somebody advises you to do something, even if it's your great ancestors, and they're telling you from the non-physical world to do something, and you're not comfortable with it, just don't do it. Just avoid it. You know, that's your choice. It's always your choice. They will never force you to do anything that you're not comfortable with. Understand that? Spirit will never ask you to do anything that you're not comfortable with. So if you're not comfortable going back to work, if it's not something you feel comfortable with, don't do it. Okay? Because no harm will come to you. No emotional or spiritual harm will come to you if you go back to work. Okay? That's basically the answer. Well, so make a decision. Decision, your choice, right? Your choice, absolutely, 100%.
Understand.
Bye now.
I don't like
Bye.
You. Thank you very much
Bye.
For your advice. Thank you.
See, that's what my show's about, and that's what my spirit guides are about, or your ancestors. They'll give you advice. It's really about coaching to some degree, isn't it? They're your spiritual coach. Like, you know, you're your life coaches or you know, advisors that will advise you on certain things. Look at your ancestors. They'll advise you. They'll not tell you absolutely to do something. They'll tell you, this feels really good if it feels good to you. Because it really comes down to your soul, your inner being, and that's connecting to your higher self that will tell you, I'm not comfortable with this. You got to follow those inner voices, those inner emotions. Things are springing from your thoughts. Now I'm going to get off all that because I want to spend a little bit of time of the show on how to connect with your ancestors. And I really wanted to turn it over to my spirit guides because they want to talk to you about that more so than I do. So I'm going to channel. I'm going to go under the Sarah group. I mean, they're not going to, you're not going to hear 10 different voices, but they speak in unison as under one voice. Kind of like the Abraham material. Or who's the other one, Seth, and the other one, the channel. I like doing this. This is one of my favorite things. Channeling, giving message from people, or to, and talking about past lives are my favorite things to do. So I do the show so I can do that, you know, because I do psychic work, you know, also, and I get all kinds of questions, but I'm not going to tell you. Well, I'll tell you the site. If you're interested, it's going to cost you $10 a minute. And it's called Psychic Encounters. It's a good site. Decent people on there. But I don't, I'm not allowed to use my personal name on the site. So if you're interested, contact me. I can tell you. Or even better, dollar a minute. If you contact me here, I'll give you the same advice as if you went to a psychic site like I talked about. I don't even know if I'm supposed to tell you about Psychic Encounters. It's kind of like me to promote it outside of the site. Then they can know who you are and who I am and so on. So you didn't hear any of that. You didn't hear any of that at all. Okay, so contact me there. It's $1 a minute for special for those who want to get information beyond what I just did, who want to get detailed information from your ancestors about your life, where you're going, how to get there, what's important to you, blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to channel for a few minutes, and then they'll talk to you more about how to connect with that and your ancestors. We appreciate the opportunity to work with George. We appreciate the opportunity to give you information. So many of you in humanity are just really petrified with the idea of communicating with those. You know, you watch too many movies. You watch all these hauntings and all these crazy stuff that you watch in movies. And there's a certain amount of validity to that. I mean, very little, you know, because there are energies out there that aren't necessarily going to be a benefit to you. But it's, but you know, it's Hollywood, right? It's Hollywood. They blow things up. They make it bigger than it really is. We could get advice from those in the non-physical world who have just crossed over, who are kind of stuck, and let's use the word limbo for something nice. They haven't gone to the light, per se. They haven't gone through their process. They haven't gone through their healing. They haven't gone through the reintroduction into the non-physical world so that they can be enlightened. They speak to you. So we want you to communicate with those who have been enlightened, to use an expression, to have been surrounded by love, who have been taught by spirit teachers and masters, so that when they communicate with you, it's all love. It's all about showing you kindness, showing you love, showing you direction, showing you where to go in your life, what would work, what wouldn't work, what the best choices that you can look at, and what you feel is the best option. Now, you can use, you know, they can give you three or four different options, and you go, nah, I don't like that. I don't like any of those. I do my own thing. And that's perfectly acceptable. That's perfectly acceptable to choose whatever course you want to take, because no spirit teacher, no ancestor, no one on the non-physical world is going to force you or demand you or going to punish you because you make a choice based on your own internal feelings. So how do you? So how do you connect? Well, we don't have a lot of time, do we? We don't have, like, hours to talk about this, and maybe we should spend more time on this on another show, and we probably will in the next show and connect a little bit more on how to connect with the non-physical world. First thing we would say to you is you have to accept the concept. You have to be open to the concept. You have to be accepting that there is something outside of the physical life form, that there's a non-physical entity. If you go as a skeptic, you go from a negative place, a negative attitude about it, your likelihood of connecting is very slim. Most people kind of doubt it, fear it, don't question it, don't know about it, and don't want to do it. So we would say that we will work with you on an individual and basis to build your faith that you have the ability to connect to the non-physical world. You do, absolutely. But it starts off with little things. And we're not talking about hauntings or rattling of chains or televisions turning on and off. But that happens. That happens. We're not saying it doesn't ever happen. But that's not what you want. You want clear information to help you to get into a better place in your own life. For most of you, it will come as hunches, ideas, thoughts. Where did that come from? Synchronicity. You can ask your grandfather, what should I do about this? What? I want to make a decision. What am I going to do? Okay. You got to be open to the possibility. And then synchronicity. You'll see something. You'll hear something. You'll watch something. Something will come into your life. And you go, oh, okay, that's it. I know what to do. Well, that's your grandfather giving you the information, downloading the information. You know, sometimes it'll come in dreams, and we talk about that a lot, and how to interpret your dreams. We're not going to get into all the details about how to interpret a dream. You get ideas in a dream. George had friends who would actually get dreams on doing certain projects in their lives, and would show them, the ancestors would show them how to do something. You've heard about scientists doing that and individuals doing that. So think about that. Pay attention to your dreams. Wake up in the middle of the night. Wow, that's really inspiring. That's just what I need to know about this project I'm going to do. Write it down. Make a recording of it. They're downloading to you what to do. Now, if you want to help humanity, okay, ask your ancestors, especially ask those in the non-physical world who might be scientists, who have the access to all this information about science from everything that's been accumulated from your planet and all other life forms to, and especially if you're a scientist, how to deal with the COVID virus that's going around, coronavirus, how to come up with a vaccine for it. They'll provide the information. Most scientists aren't going to get outside their own egos to try to come up with an answer. But if you're inclined to be part of that system, you can tap into them. You can tap into a great scientist that lives upon the earth who has access to all this information from all the different life forms that have ever existed through the millennial times and all the different planets and accumulated all this information. Because as George was saying, all that information is out there from every life form that has ever existed or ever will exist. Information is there. The answers are there. There is a solution for every problem in the non-physical world. Now, it may not be appropriate for you. You may not understand the answer, but they're out there. You probably want answers that relate to your own particular situation, how to function in your particular life, how to cope with people in your life. That's the information you'll get based on your specific needs and not general needs of all of humanity. So how do you do that? Okay, we talked about synchronicity. But we always said you have to kind of accept this idea. The next point for you and all of you, and we'll get into specific things on how you can become a medium if you're so inclined to become a medium. We'll do that in the next show if George allows us to do that for you, is vibration. It's vibration. The higher you can raise your personal vibration gets you a clearer signal from the non-physical world. Now, whether it's your spirit guide or your ancestors, you want clear information. It's like your radio signal. Do you have a fuzzy radio signal? Is it kind of fuzzy? You hear it kind of, I can't hear that very well. It's kind of weird. I can't hear it. Or it's really clear. The voice is really loud for the information. It's very clear. It all has to do with your vibration. How do you get your vibe up? How do you get your vibration up? There's different ways. Meditation, prayer, lifestyle. Lifestyle has a lot to do with it. Now, we're not going to try to dictate how you should live your life. That's your choice. You came into your lifetime to live your lifestyle in a certain way. And if you're so inclined to really want to connect with the non-physical world and your family members on the other side, you need to clean up your vibration a little bit. What does that mean? How do you raise your vibration? Stay away from negativity. All forms of negativity in your life. Don't listen to negative people. You know what that is. You know what negative people, you know the negativity that people put out there into the world. I mean, you know, how does that feel when somebody's negative of them, right? So avoid negativity. How do you avoid negativity in all aspects of your life? We can talk more about this, and we're getting short on time, but we can talk about this in the next show. If George allows us to do it, we'll get into more about raising your vibration. How do you clean up your vibration so that you connect with the non-physical world, so you can download all the information that you need to be successful in your life, whatever area of success you want. So George likes to talk about coaching. Well, that's coaching. We're coaching you. They're coaching you to be successful, to achieve your goals, to understand your particular situation and people in your life, and what they're bringing into your life, and what to avoid, what to embrace, so that you can achieve your specific goals. So I'm going to leave you here, but we want to get back on this. George allows us to do that. Hopefully he will on the next show. We'll talk more about that. So thank you for listening. Bye. Okay, I'm back. Quick, I jumped out of that really fast, didn't I? They leave. Okay, so we're running out of time. My little thing is not working very well. So yeah, blank. I'm back. Okay, 12 seconds. So again, real quick, if you want an update from your family members on what's going on in your life, contact me and reach me, and we'll do that. Thank you. I love you guys. Bye.